Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, if you go to drudgereport.com, you can see a red link there. Zimmerman family suspects Obama is tapping their phones. That's very important. Ted Nugent's coming up. Right now, let's go to James in Mississippi. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, James.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
I'm telling you, I'm just sick and tired of everybody's ignorance, and I just want to try to empower humanity. And I'm watching the globalists play everybody like a fiddle, and it makes me sick.
Well, what's been making me real sick lately is I cannot stand turning on the TV and see the politics that are playing behind the whole Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman. You get Eric, the Attorney General, Eric Holder, gets out there and just completely politicizes every bit of it. If we can't, in classic fashion for Eric Holder, if we can't get him in this court, let's just move to another one.
Exactly, and it's bigger than Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. It's that we're being played. Yeah, they're using real people to create the fake debate. And yeah, there may have been injustice here, but the point is they are playing us. The Justice Department went and primed the pump on record and started the demonstrations. The Justice Department is usually trying to outlaw demonstrations. They want this to distract so they can play the part of the referee.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, the way this country is going, I'm from Mississippi, and I was born and raised in Jackson, Mississippi. And I am a white male, 22 years old, and I am the minority. And I have dealt with racism my whole life. Not reverse racism, racism.
But that's okay, because you deserve it.
Oh, yeah, I do.
That'd be like if some black person's great-grandpa was a murderer, so you go to jail for it. I mean, just because white people have done some stuff that's wrong, I've not done anything, and I'm sick of hearing about it. But again, it's the globalist trying to change the subject.
Absolutely. But my biggest problem, maybe I'm not eating enough GMOs or drinking enough fluoride.
Well, this is how racism works. People are racist to you because of your race, whether you're black, white, whatever it is. And then you start becoming racist towards them and start judging everybody. It's kind of like if a pit bull bit you, you're going to start thinking all pit bulls are going to bite you, even though most pit bulls actually aren't mean. And so if there are racist whites, blacks start thinking all the whites are racist. If there are racist blacks, whites start thinking all the blacks are racist, while the media and the globalists sit there and play us all off against each other. What type of, I don't even want to go over it all. I know what you've gone through, I'm sure. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Anthony in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, thanks for having me. And, you know, it's Anthony Antonello, in case somebody at the NSA isn't paying attention at this very moment.
All right, well, tell us about We Are Change FBI Intimidation. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so here's what happened. I'm sure you remember when I interviewed the police chief from Gilberton, Pennsylvania, who ordered his whole town to stand down if there was going to be a government instruction telling them that they were going to have to do something against the Second Amendment. That video went out all over the place. Well, this police chief, he now has a little thing going on the Internet, and on his show, he said this, and somebody called me, and I called and talked about it. What he said was he had two federal agents show up at his house to ask about me. And, you know, he said, oh, I don't know who he is. He's some reporter and, you know, this and that. But I'm thinking this guy just did something extremely controversial. And the federal agents are showing up at his house to ask questions about the person that interviewed him, you know, and then he talked about Nancy Pelosi and a lot of the confrontations that...
Absolutely. There's an intimidation of the press. If it's libertarian or patriotic or awake to the globalist, if you're in opposition to the global corporate criminal takeover, they come and harass you so you get scared and run off. The answer is intensify. The answer is don't give in to the bullying. And there's good people in the FBI as well. There's good people in all these agencies. We need to support the people that do the right thing, but just do a report on it. Talk about it. All right, we're coming back with Ted Nugent. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY. Or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns.
How many?
Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's with us till the bottom of the hour, and then he's gone. Back to sold-out shows across the country on his Black Power Tour, his ode to the masters of real rock and roll. And he is the Ayatollah of rock and roll. We love him, a defender of the Second Amendment par excellence. Some thinking maybe the reincarnation of George Washington. He is Ted Nugent, out there helping radicalize the patriots to not bend over to the kleptocratic control freak collectivist. And all over the country now, I see the sides of businesses and barns and bumper stickers. I see him sometimes multiple times a day. It's some type of underground movement. He said he knows about it. The draft Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent for president. What is going on with that, Ted Nugent?
Greetings, Alex. A happy summertime barbecue season to you and all your listeners out there. Well, you know, just that there is a thought or a phrase that exists that's Ted Nugent for president proves how dire, how tragic, how idiotic the conditions are at the hands of an absolutely criminal, corrupt, America-hating government led by an America-hating president, a justice-hating attorney general, an absolute numbnut as vice president, and an America-hating Secretary of State, both Kerry and Hillary, you know, Benghazi Clinton. So I so reek of logic and common sense and so connect with the most productive, law-abiding, good, positive Americans out there that there are actually people that think the author of Wango Tango should be president. I don't know, we should hang our heads and weep or get out there and celebrate.
You're right, and of course the man that gave us Stranglehold and Stormtrooper and so much more. I saw on DrudgeReport.com today at rare.us, which is kind of a libertarian constitutional news site that I'm seeing more and more from, some great writers over there carrying your article from tednugent.com. Nugent, Zimmerman verdict vindicates citizens, patrols, self-defense. Uncle Ted, you've got the floor till the bottom of the hour. I want to hear what you have to say on this.
Well, it's very important to just articulate the Zimmerman-Martin tragedy in clear and unambiguous and documented evidentiary terms. I'm on the road right now with the greatest rhythm and blues band in the world, having the greatest time of my life with the greatest music and the greatest audiences. So, Alex, when I speak, much like when you speak, it's not an individual statement, but it really represents something that's common and sensible. So let me lay out for the uneducated and the ignorant, or maybe the those genuflecting at the altar of denial out there, like the Black Panthers. Of course, my favorite Black Panther, Barack Obama, and probably the czar of the Black Panthers, Eric Holder, and the NAACP that sides with the Black Panther gang. I mean, Alex, can it get crazier than this? What is this, a Stephen King movie? It's just bizarre world. So as I wrote in my articles, and I do appreciate you referencing rare.us, rare like in rare meat, and of course WND, worldnetdaily.com, and newsmax.com, I write a weekly feature in a lot of different conservative arenas, and what happened in Sanford, Florida is so obvious, it's insane, absolutely insane that it's become the focus of America. When a good citizen, George Zimmerman, cared about his neighborhood that had been inundated with crime and burglaries and dangerous conditions, that he conducted the most admirable function of an American, and he watched his neighborhood. It's called Neighborhood Watch. George Zimmerman saw someone after multiple crimes in the area. He called 911, proving he was not out to do anything wrong or cause any harm. He called the authorities and identified a suspicious character that the ABC and other networks absolutely criminally and dishonestly and unprofessionally manipulated the 911 tapes in order to fan the flames of racism that did not exist otherwise with Zimmerman. And he followed Trayvon Martin, and because Trayvon Martin, who I believe, what's the word I'm supposed to use here, so they say, is a dope smoker, allegedly a dope-smoking gangsta wannabe involved with illegal drugs and illegal guns and illegal people. Trayvon Martin, emboldened by a Black Panther president and a Black Panther attorney general who refuses to prosecute his fellow Black Panthers in Philadelphia, on screen intimidating voters. Trayvon Martin. Viciously, this little boy Trayvon, who is a 17-year-old, perfectly fit athlete, has overwhelmed George Zimmerman, has broken his nose, has bloodied his face, has threatened his life, is now taking George Zimmerman's life and pounding it against the pavement. George Zimmerman did what God created us to do, what the Constitution guarantees we have the right to do, and what all human decency tells us to do. George Zimmerman drew his gun in a last desperate maneuver to save his life in a pure and cut and dry act of self-defense and stopped the life threat against him by Trayvon Martin. The bullet found Trayvon's heart and did what all good people need to do, neutralize the life-threatening force. And then the circus began, because the great law enforcement professionals of Sanford, Florida, after studying all the evidence, ascertained conclusively that George Zimmerman defended his life against a life-threatening attack by Trayvon Martin, and no charges were filed, as they should not have been, until the race-baiting gangsters of Jesse Jackson, Al Not-So-Sharpton, the Black Gangster Panthers, and the Black Panther Attorney General, abusing his authority in the Department of Justice, came down to Sanford, Florida, and fanned the flames of racism and forced the wrong accusation of second-degree murder against George Zimmerman. And the jury came back, Alex Jones, and basically said, "Eat me, racist. It was self-defense. Case closed." And we could go on about the FBI
now,
ascertaining conclusively that there's not a racist bone in George Zimmerman's body or his family, and that even though the Martin family will be manipulated like the puppets, I am so heartbroken to report, after they suck blood from the community where it took place, of over $1 million is what I have allegedly heard, and now they claim that they're going to sue George Zimmerman for a civil rights and accuse him and prosecute him for a civil rights violation. I'm telling you, one flew over the cuckoo's nest was not as crazy as this is. So I pray to God that Americans will make cash donations to the Zimmerman family and contact their elected officials and let them know that the jury in Sanford, Florida, came to the obvious and right and lawful conclusion that George Zimmerman acted in self-defense, and that parents should tell their children, if they don't want their children to end up like Trayvon Martin, don't smoke dope, don't want to be a gangster, and don't attack people. Case closed.
I want to look at what's happening in the aftermath of all this and why the Justice Department sent in agitators on record to start the protesting. They want a diversion from Benghazi Gate and IRS going after the Tea Party and pro-life groups.
Undeniably.
So I mean, talk about that. Why would the White House want to go in and then take the case away from the police chief to where he even resigned over it? And then we've now learned the head of the IT department, the prosecutors, quits or was fired because he leaked that Trayvon Martin's cell phone had, like, guns and loot on it. All of that's going on. I mean, they were trying to railroad him. There was clearly reasonable doubt that he killed him in cold blood. There was a lot of evidence he was defending himself. As you've said, this is our justice system. This is amazing. So what do you make of why they've used this as a diversion, what the goal is, A, and then B, Walmart's being attacked, people being beat up, whites being shot. I'm getting death threats by the hundreds an hour, calls, emails. It is crazy of this summer of rage, and if the police don't do anything in places like L.A., this could turn into a new L.A. riot.
Well, Alex, you're absolutely correct. It's a classic case, and it'll go down in history as one of the most embarrassing examples of the tail wagging the dog in the power-abusing, criminal, corrupt American government. Epitomized by the Chicago gangster, acorn scammer in chief, Booth and his Black Panther Attorney General. I mean, it pains me deeply. I'm sitting here in this beautiful San Diego with my son Rocco, and we just had a wonderful wedding with my daughter Chantel, with my kids and my grandkids, and my beautiful wife Shemaine is joining me on the road for the incredible gravity-defying career, and the positive energy is palpable and immeasurable. But it pains me tragically, Alex, as I know it does you, to have to admit that our government is out of control, that we're being run by power-abusing, America-hating presidents and vice presidents and attorney generals, and the corruption and the abuse of power and the fraud is epitomized by this tail wagging the dog, and that there are black mobs across America that are guilty of the worst racism since the Klan would hang innocent blacks. And here's the real heartbreaker, that as I celebrate the Black Power Tour, paying tribute to my black heroes, the Bo Diddleys and the Chuck Berrys and the Howlin' Wolves and Muddy Waters and James Brown, Little Richard, that the number one cause of a black man dying in America is at the hands of another black man, that the worst racism against blacks is documented and undeniable by blacks, that the blacks have bought into this lie that somehow they're oppressed when the president is black, the attorney general is black, governors are black, senators are black, congressmen are black, mayors are black, Oprah Winfrey, the richest people in the world are black. It is a dirty lie. And if I may, Alex Jones, on the Alex Jones radio show, if I could impress upon and inspire and beg everyone listening now, we've got to reach out to every black person we know and we encounter. We've got to pray for black America and beg our fellow Americans who are black to admit to this suicidal, self-inflicted curse that you've bought into the big lie of Jesse Jackson and Eric Holder and Al Sharpton, that you're not helpless. You're not a slave. You're not worthless. You're not inept. You can do anything you want to do if you just get out from the self-inflicted shackles that have been brought upon by the race baiters and the race industry, the racist industry that have convinced so many black Americans that you're inept, you're incapable of upgrade, you're incapable of independency, the food stamp scam, the welfare scam. Blacks can fix the black problem tonight if they just admit that they can do anything that I can do, anything that Alex Jones can do, anything that Thomas Sowell can do, anything that any American can do, if you put your heart and soul into being honest, law-abiding, delivering excellence at every move in your life, I would like to reach out to black America and tell them to absolutely reject the lie of Al Not-So-Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and the Black Panthers and Eric Holder and Barack Obama. They are enslaving you. And the real shackles on black America, 100% of the time, come from black America.
Let's talk about that briefly, because 94% of black deaths from murder in this country, according to the Justice Department, from 1976 to now, over 262,000 were blacks killing blacks. That is up to 20 times the number of statistical murders going on white on white or other numbers. And what's incredible is you learn that the Democratic Party, with welfare and breaking up the family and taking the father out of the home, the model they've done to the blacks is their admitted model for everybody, and that it's a culture of dependency. They want us all dependent on government, because then the government class is one, and they even brag about it. Ted, this is really a collectivist conspiracy. Can you speak to that?
Well, I've seen it my whole life. Let me frame it in the most obvious of eyewitness, boots on the ground, hands-on life of mine. I was born in 1948, and there were water fountains in Detroit that were for whites, and there were water fountains in Detroit that were for blacks. I admit that. I admit the tragedy of that. I admit the injustice. instances of that. But do you know, Alex, by the 60s and 70s in Michigan and in my travels across this nation, I travel in every major city in this country since the 1960s. I'm still on tour today. I will play, I don't know, almost 100 concerts again in 100 cities again this year. And, Alex, certainly by 1980, I'm a pretty wide-ranging, radar, alive, gregarious guy. I've been clean and sober for 65 years. My radar is accurate, and it's very perceptive and receptive. Alex, racism against blacks was gone by the time I started touring the nation in the late 60s. It was gone. I have black musicians. I see blacks ascending to whatever heights and successes and powers they wanted. There was no oppression. They might have run into racism occasionally, like I did because I had long hair, or maybe today the judgmentalism that exists out there because I got long hair and I play loud rock and roll and because I'm an NRA board of director member. But what it does to interfere with my dreams, nothing. You can't stop my dreams. And by the 70s and certainly by 1980, nothing existed. Nothing of consequence existed to deter or compromise a black American's dream. If they got an alarm clock, they set it, they took good care of themselves, they remained clean and sober, they spoke clearly, and they demanded excellence of themselves and provided excellence to their employers. And anybody, black, white, yellow, green, or red, if you provide excellence to your boss, you will end up being the boss.
Absolutely. I can tell you.
Know that. Write that down. And if you buy the lie of oppression, you have just bought the shackles of the race baiters in America.
Sure, because the government and the race baiters and the community organizers, they want to manage the only stunted opportunities in government jobs, government handouts, government systems, and it's literally a cult. The government and the liberal socialist special interests are not liberal. They're a bunch of social engineers who are the real racist. You know, Margaret Sanger said in the 1920s, the head of Planned Parenthood, she said, we've got to pose as liberals, get the black leadership, break up their families so we can abort these weeds. That's a quote. And it's worked like a charm. Black folks, the average liberal black person doesn't get mad about 50%+ of blacks being aborted, Ted Nugent. They don't want to hear about that. They want to just get excited because Al Sharpton told them to, because Zimmerman is a white devil. When, by the way, Zimmerman doesn't. He looks more Hispanic to me than he does like a white devil, Ted Nugent. Closing points on that.
We appreciate you spotlighting the cockroaches. You're the master of spotlighting cockroaches. And thank you for allowing me to have time on your show. But I would welcome everyone listening to come to TedNugent.com. And I write for Rare.us, Newsmax.com. I also write for WND, WorldNetDaily.com. And initiate the dialogue with your friends and coworkers and people at church and school and at the workplace and at the family picnic over the weekend. We've got to take this country back one good American after another and reach out to black America and let them know that we have unlimited love for them if they would show unlimited love for themselves.
Look, the MSNBC and the White House want to keep black people on their reservation, their plantation, so they can milk them and control them. And that's what's going on, and I call for the jailbreak for everybody against the collectivist. Ted Nugent, folks can find out about your sold-out tour in most areas. They can find out where they can still go at TedNugent.com. Thank you so much for putting out your editorial. I think it's absolutely on target, and I look forward to having you on any time. You want a megaphone, sir. You know, we reached out to you, but any time you want to blast something out there, I know you work hard to get the word out, just like Charlton Heston did, and so we appreciate you, sir.
Well, God bless you, Alex. God bless America. I'm doing a tribute tonight for the United States Marine Corps, because freedom is not free. God bless the U.S. military and their families.
All right. Thank you so much. There goes Ted Nugent. All right, folks, that's it for this transmission with Ted Nugent. The nightly news, 7 o'clock tonight, is big, and we premiere tomorrow night, State of Mind, The Psychology of Control, on InfoWars Nightly News. The DVD is now shipping.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. An actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. For those that just tuned in, there has been some breaking developments, and we are joined by Staff Sergeant Joseph Biggs, who served in the 82nd Airborne in Iraq and Afghanistan, and since 2008 has been friends with the now deceased, rest in peace, Michael Hastings. And he's the person, one of the people he contacted hours before his car blew up and the engine shot the opposite direction of the vehicle. He contacted him and said, I'm going off the radar. I'm going into hiding. The feds are visiting friends and family. The feds are probably going to raid my offices. Now, don't talk to them until you've got a lawyer. I'm going to break the biggest story ever, CIA, boom. And that's right out of a movie. I'm going into hiding. I've got the big story. Boom. And then the witnesses say the car is driving down the street, blows up, and then comes to rest on a tree. I've sent reporters there. Gigi Urnetta and also Nomi Prinz went there, and the tree's barely damaged. I'm going to send reporters there next week, and a bunch of the crew wants to go. I may send one of our great cameramen, Josh, out there. I could probably send him maybe with Gigi as well. Send a whole team out there to talk to neighbors, witnesses. We're already in contact with these people. And to also draw attention to what's happening. Like there's video that Gigi shot just this weekend when she was in Los Angeles. We've already had our reporters out there. But we're going to do some in-depth investigations on this. And Staff Sergeant Biggs has talked to an investigative journalist. And I know who the investigative journalist is, who's still off record, who was already investigating this group and was threatened to her face. And I've had police officers on, like Don Browning, who had two different occasions of FBI coming in his office and saying, you and your wife are dead. You've heard him on this show. If you continue to investigate Oklahoma City, he was one of the first responders, along with Terrence Yakey. They tortured Terrence Yakey, cop of the year, to death. So this is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. And the people that were running the Justice Department then are running it now. The people that ran Fast and Furious, a false flag on the Second Amendment, they're running this now. And so if I die or if Sergeant Biggs gets killed, we didn't commit suicide. If my car blows up, if they say I commit suicide, it is a lie. I love life so much, I'm willing for them to kill me to defeat tyranny. That's the opposite of being suicidal. That's loving life so much, I'm willing to put my life on the line for others. Not because I'm a hero, folks. I have an instinct for life. When everybody sells out, you get North Korea. When everybody stands up, you get moon bases. You get life extension. You get high technology. You get prosperity. Stand up, create a beautiful civilization of high art and culture. Lay down, sewage runs through the streets like most Mexico cities. I am not going to bow to tyranny. I'm not doing it. And there's no doubt they killed Michael Hastings. No doubt. No doubt. And I've talked to police detectives on and off record, a bunch of them. They go, obviously he was murdered. Obviously there's a cover-up. How day one they said no foul play within hours. I mean, right there, you know the fix is in, folks, when they say no foul play instantly. The coroner of Breitbart, ladies and gentlemen, was poisoned to death. That's on record. And they're not investigating that. They say, yeah, he was poisoned to death, probably murder. We're not investigating. Because who do you think's doing the killing? Now going to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs to talk about some of this specifically, he's got a list of things to go over. We appreciate his time. Obviously today, sir, we're going to be getting on the phone with you. We're working it out right now. When we're going to meet you out in L.A., when is best. But that'll all be done off air after the show today. But we're doing it. We're launching this operation to find the truth. And, of course, the whole world's a stage. Each of us players upon us. We need to create a name of the operation. We need to get attention. That's really why overall 50-50, 50% get attention. The other 50s do research and investigate. But now you've heard what I've had to say here introducing you. What are the points that need to be made and the new developments and the group that you are investigating that may be involved at the heart of this?
Yeah, I was contacted twice over the past week and a half by a reporter And she was currently working on a story looking into what is called the Homeland Security Investigations Department. It's a group of people that consists of about 6,300 special agents that cover 23 cities and 43 different countries outside of the U.S. They have free reign of power all over the U.S. and those 43 countries, full immunity. They can do whatever they want. They have higher authority over any other department there is. Well, she was investigating them, and she had been warned from time to time, she said, and then it got to a point where she came home, and her daughter was home alone, and these guys are going through her house, going through her computers, her personal things, her files, trying to see what she was doing, and she was told if she didn't stop, she'd be killed. So she finally let the story go. Well, Michael Hastings' death happened, and she started looking into that, and come full circle, now she's running into the same names of the people she was investigating a while back with the Homeland Security Investigations Department. So I find that pretty interesting that this small tactical unit that works with drug cartels and terrorism, things like that, are having a part of his death.
Well, when I looked at the group, I was already aware of them, but they are the Praetorian Guard. They are the small nexus group over the money laundering, the drug dealing, all of it, and those are always the key groups that are telling the lower feds what they can and can't investigate. And they also say their main mission is controlling sensitive national security info. And by the way, I want to get Wayne Madsen on about this. I want to get his take on this right now. Let's see if he can pop in towards the end of the next hour on this. It's so important because he's the guy that exposed the Q group 5 years ago. And since then, it's been confirmed that it is the Q group in NSA that goes around blackbagging people in the government. But this is the essence of a tyranny. And again, I don't want to say that we know that this is the group, but they certainly fit the type of MO of the types of organizations that I've seen. Like take the FBI, the anti-terrorism unit of the FBI. That's the group that pops up, killing cops that are exposing stuff, killing journalists, bombing buildings to blame it on political enemies. So, yes, it's generally the highest level, most classified groups within domestic operations that are generally over-pulling triggers, or they authorize and oversee private contractor hit teams.
Yeah, well, I just got an email, too. I have all the names and the original witnesses from the accident that say they heard an explosion. Now, the funny thing is everything we need to know is in that 911 or those multiple 911 calls from these people. That's all being hidden from us. And, you know, they're saying that they hear explosions. Well, when an explosion like that happens, who do they call? Who should be there? ATF. So why was an ATF, or why are they not saying that they were involved if there was an explosion, you know, so to say?
And again, they're covering up the police report and have told the fire department and police, that's on record, local TV stations have reported that. You need to hook up next week. We need to brainstorm on this with the reporter out of San Diego that had the courage to cover it. We're already in contact with the family, the wife of the guy where the you know, he's got the water hose on it. She thinks it was a bomb. I think she's on the show tonight, the Nightly News. And we're getting a whole list. And so here we go. And again, I'm just glad that my reporters have the courage to go out there. My listeners know that I don't usually go on the road a lot because I have to keep all this running here. But I'm glad that my reporters want to go with you. I'm glad you're going. And I appreciate your courage. But again, I don't think there's really any danger while you're out there. It's if you get any big info, that's when you guys have to watch out. But you can instantly video feed that. I recommend we'll have some instant video feeds out there and other things in case anybody tries anything. But I think what makes us safer is actually exposing this. I think we're all in danger, Sergeant, Staff Sergeant, if we don't expose this. What's your take on that?
Well, of course. I already have the name of the special agent in charge of the ICE unit that oversees the Homeland Security Investigations Department in L.A. I have that reporter out of San Diego's name and number, and she's possibly going to meet up with me during our time there. So we're going to be able to press some issues and open some eyes for sure.
Well, you're a good friend to Mike. What do you think Mike would think if he was seeing all this right now?
Well, hopefully wouldn't be judging me too much on the fact that I'm not that good at what I'm doing, but at least I'm trying to put an effort and learn how to do this as I go, but I'm sure he'd be happy. I mean,
sure, but I mean, what would he do if another investigative reporter had been killed like this? I think he would be investigating it as well.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's just how he was. I mean, he's not the one to just roll over on something like that and let it go. He would be out here digging just as much as we are right now.
What about the family, since you saw him at the funeral? I guess they're, you told me that she's got a different plan to work on this. I hope it's a good plan.
Yeah, she's going to do her own thing, I'm sure. She doesn't really want to be out in the public eye so much right now. All of his close friends and that he grew up with, and even some of the ones over just the past 5 years, they've all reached out to me, and they've been helping me out immensely, giving me, you know, different avenues of approach, people I could talk to, because he knew a lot of journalists, a lot of military people as well. So he's given me different contacts in ways that his friends have given me different contacts and things like that that I could use to help this out. So that's been very helpful. And also, your followers, your listeners have been very helpful, too, that have followed me on Twitter and given me really good ideas and, you know, different perspectives that I can
absolutely
look at.
How do folks follow you on Twitter?
At Rambo Biggs, RamboBiggs.
At Rambo Biggs, folks, all of us helping, and everybody should be investigating. Citizen reporters should be investigating. But if you hit something big, you've got to release it instantly, listeners. Do not hold on to it. Journalists tend to do that to really double-check and polish things. When you're doing something this dangerous, you've got to just release everything as you get it, because you don't know when you've gotten the piece of info that's going to send these people after you.
Well, the big thing, too, though, is we're going to go to a lot of these places. They're not going to know we're going to be there, so they're not going to have time to prepare some kind of, you know, stupid story. So we're going to go in there and just, bam, hit them with it, and I want to see how they react right off the bat.
Absolutely. And in my experience, telling people you're coming with these type of folks makes them even behave worse sometimes, which will really bring them down. I mean, you know they're watching and listening right now, Staff Sergeant. You want to say anything to the folks out there that were involved in this?
Hey, I'll see you guys soon.
Yeah, I just hope all the veterans out there realize what's happening in this country, Joe.
Yeah. Well, I've got a lot of them reaching out to me, too, right now. I mean, you get some of those guys that join the military just to get that, you know, education benefit, and they don't really care what happens. And you got some of the people that, you know, they get out there like myself, and they see a lot of this dirty stuff that goes on, and it really just disgusts you at points in time to see how, you know, we're out there fighting for what we believe in, and then there's this whole, different motive going on that's just kind of saddening. You know, there's a lot of things that go on, but still, people have to remember there's a war going on, regardless of the fact if you believe in it or not. There's still Americans over there dying, and there's a lot of them back here dealing with a lot of stuff that need help every day.
Well, I mean, if hit squads in the government, death squads, continue to do stuff like this, it's becoming obvious they are. We don't know if it's this group. They're just under investigation by the People's Press. Do they just think it's going to go on forever and nobody's going to stand up? I mean, do they just think everybody's going to roll over while they kill people?
Nah, they messed up when they should have got rid of that email somehow, because now that that's out, I mean, it already makes it look shady on top of all the things that have unfolded so far. Right now at this point, they have nowhere to go. I mean, it's out there. Everyone knows this is definitely a cover-up. And, you know, any more deaths happen from this, it's just going to make it blow up in their face.
Well, see, that's what always brings down tyrants, is the commitment of men that are not cowards. And as we do this, more and more people are going to join us. And it's already too late. I said that before you came on. It's already too late. We will expose this one way or the other, no matter what happens.
I mean, I'm having people, reporters from China, Japan, Ireland, Australia.
Russia.
I mean, everywhere. Everyone is, you know, lending their hands out to try to help out. I mean, I have everyone asking me on a daily basis. I receive probably upwards of 50 to 100 emails a day from people just saying that, you know, hey, you know, I'll lend you a hand. I could help. The Huffington Post, all these different media groups are always hitting me up trying to find out if they can help, if they can look in. What are my ideas? Can they help out and look into it?
Exactly, because if the press doesn't hang together, that's what Mike said before they killed him. If we don't all come together, it's over.
Well, this should open some people's eyes and let them know that, you know, it's time to come together. It's time to speak up. It's time to stop being afraid of these guys, because they should be afraid of us.
I just can't believe, because I guarantee you the way it works now, they think it's actually authorized because the White House tells them they can kill somebody, that it's okay, or a federal agency. It's not okay to blow reporters up just because some crook told you higher up. Just because Hitler tells you it's okay to arrest people en masse and kill innocent people doesn't mean it's okay.
That's true.
I mean, throughout history, people in the military or in secret police go, well, I've been told to do this, so it's okay. Don't they know how much danger they're in from their bosses, that they're doing things like this under orders? Don't they know they're going to be taken out by their own bosses?
Yep.
Well, Staff Sergeant Biggs, anything else you think needs to be added here before we go out there with you for an investigative report?
Well, another thing, too, though, that was interesting. I remember last time I told you that, the LAPD had stopped by his place a few days prior to that. So that's something I definitely need to find out. I want to look into that. And then another thing, I had a couple of his close friends, investigative reporter buddies, contact me in the past few days. And they said, right around 5 days prior to his death, he got to where he started talking in code over the phone. And he was just completely changed. And, I had noticed that he had been a little bit different, but that's a little bit different. He's never really spoken in code. And then also in that email, how he uses a couple of different terms that I find to be interesting. So I'm dressed in L.A. I'm going to go check out the place there as well and look around.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
They will try to assign infiltrators to us just to give us this info or to talk about crimes or to get with buy your luggage and plant drugs on you. I mean, obviously, you got to be. I'm not trying to make you paranoid, a staff sergeant, but just. I mean, I would have rooms that adjoin with the door open between them and stuff like that, because I've had them break in my room, steal our money. I've had, I'm trying to cover a military gun confiscation drill. And I've got Mike Hansen in studio tomorrow. It was an eyewitness to it. And the guy jumps out of the bushes and starts setting fires, saying, Alex, why are you setting fires? And I'm not saying any of that will happen, but if this is as bad as we think it is, you'll probably see some weird stuff going on, is what I'm telling you.
Oh, that's all right. I'm ready. I am fully prepared.
Yeah.
They've got more to worry about me than anything.
No, I understand. Plus, when they come out of the woodwork, it's pretty obvious, too. They'll just walk up when we're at some event, not even knowing how we were there, we track on our cell phones, and they'll say, hi, Sergeant Biggs, let's kill police together. And then have somebody with a camera there and then put out a video saying we were going to kill police. And I'm telling you, like one time I was confronting Michelle Malkin, and they had people get behind me and yell, kill Michelle Malkin, with TV crews there who then edited it and had it on national TV within 1 hour. That's an example of dirty tricks. So I'm just filling you and the audience in on how they come at left field from you. It's bizarre.
I understand.
But I mean, nothing will probably happen. If they're smart, they'll leave us alone. So I'm not trying to like dramatize this. I'm just telling people the type of stuff I've seen.
Well, it's better to go in there prepared than not go prepared at all.
Well, I would imagine when you were in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's not somebody trying to plant drugs on you. It's trying to plant a hand grenade on you.
Yeah.
What type of stuff do you have to deal with overseas? You said you were even hit by IEDs and stuff. I mean, is it basically pretty accurate in the Hurt Locker? Like you don't have a village kids trying to sell you a DVD or a bomb?
We had one mission. We were going through a bazaar in Iraq, and we actually had a kid throw a grenade at one of the Humvees, and one of our guys now was completely deaf because it went off right out there inside his head. Luckily, he was down in the turret, so he was kind of covered, but it went off. And I mean, they'll use anybody, dead animals, it doesn't matter. I mean, one time I was driving a convoy in front of us, got hit, and we waited 10 hours almost. It was nighttime when it happened. The sunlight's coming up, and they're telling us to move. I'm in the first vehicle, and we're driving over the Samar bypass, heading from north to south on Tampa, which is a route in Iraq, a main route, heading towards Camp Anaconda. And I'm just peeking over this bridge, and I remember the last thing I said was, that looks like a, and then my vehicle just exploded and was launched up into the air. All four wheels were blown off, and it teeter-tottered and flipped over. And caught on fire. And I mean, just going back to that, I mean, I got hit with a big IED enough to launch a heavy vehicle up in the air, and in no way was my vehicle engulfed in flames like Mike's was.
Well, they clearly put the bomb right on the gas tank. Amazing. But bottom line, talking to this reporter, she says she was threatened by these people, and that now it's the very same names. Who knows what they'll do now? I mean, if they lash out. And sometimes they just can't help it. They've got this idea that they're invincible. They may lash out at us, or they may play it smart and leave us alone. And if they leave us alone, it may mean that it's a bad trail, because there are other groups as well.
Well, I also have a retired colonel that worked at the Pentagon. I'm going to meet up with him in probably about 15 days. He's going to be driving down from Washington along with a national security correspondent that will be coming down with him as well. And we're going to try to come up with a game plan so when they get back up there, they can talk to some of the senators and try and get some of the higher-ups to look into it. That's just another avenue to try.
All right. Well, Staff Sergeant Joseph Biggs, thank you so much for standing up for free speech, standing up for your friend, and standing up for the press, standing up for liberty. And anything else unfolds, we'll get updates from you. And I'm going to give you today other reporters' phone numbers in case sometimes you can't get a hold of me if something's happening, because that lifeline of the media is so important in a voice. And we will see you out in Los Angeles sometime next week. We're not sure quite when yet, but we're going to nail that down. And so I'll be calling you, or my reporters will be calling you this afternoon to get your flight booked and everything else.
Right on, thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Staff Sergeant. All right, there he goes. InfoWars.com is reporting and investigating the clearly mysterious death of Michael Hastings. And it's your support financially that lets us do things like this. It costs a lot of money to do stuff like this, so be sure and buy your Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 at InfoWarsHealth.com. Get the ProPure water filters.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates,
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.